Well, we get out of, we can go run up the stairs if there was somebody at the top of the stairs where we're down.
But don't you think that, in a way, the very fact of your testament of how you've lived your life and that how, given the time of when you lived and the way you had it, that you made the choice to live the way you did without any, bowing to anyone.
Well, but I was a free woman from the time I was 9 years old, between 8 and 9. Mm-hmm. I was free, and God made me free. That's why everybody connected with me passed away, so I would have my freedom. And I've had it, and I thank God for it. I don't have to have anybody to tell me, Mabel, why'd you do this, why'd you do that? See? I'm free. And when you once have your freedom, you're finished. You've got everything perfect. Just walk straight and you'll be all right. But the people today, well, the young people are trying very hard, and I hope they succeed in doing so.
You seem like you've always had peace of mind.
Well, I was born with it.
I don't know. I think that is a rarity myself. I think that's, so many people have to struggle to find it. And you
Because they don't look for it, and they don't sit down and think first before they do anything. And when I worked in the different people, I know everybody that I worked for. They're all nice to me. I took care of their children, and the children loved me. Oh, I had one little girl. She was a baby about a month old, just before I met Miss Nessel. And this little baby, mother, Jackie, wanted to study driving. And for weeks, she couldn't get the baby to be quiet and get the baby to sleep or nothing like that. So I happened to come to work for her, a day's work. So she said, Mabel, can you help me with the baby? I've got to go today to take my lessons. I said, for what? She said, driving. I said, all right. So as I put the baby down, she let up a yap. I looked around at this and said, what is wrong with her? So she yapped and she yapped. I picked her up and felt, see what she wet. No wet. I gave her the bottle. She didn't want the bottle. I want my bottle now. No bottle. I said, now you are going to get in trouble. And I don't mean perhaps. She yelled. I was trying to do something. I picked that little girl up. Her name was Robin. And held her up by her feet and gave her 3 licks. Just 3 nice little licks. Lovely licks, Laid her down. Baba looked up at me. I said, yes, I done it. She went to sleep and slept till 8 o'clock at night. Woke up and looked up and seen me again. She went right back to sleep. The mother had no more trouble with Baba. Mother says, Mabel, what did you do? And I didn't tell her till Baba was walking around when I told her. She said, oh my God, Mabel, did you hurt? I said, you asked her. Don't ask me. Even though I control the children, not only the children, their mother. And got along nicely. And those people, I still know them, and they send me cards and Christmas and different things.
What did Lillian do?
She was a presser. She worked in the French dry cleaners downtown in the 50s. She pressed.
For all of her life, the whole time?
Yes, most of that's all she's ever done.
And what did your friends do? Once the two of you settled down, what did your circle of friends?
Well, I was settled down when I met her because I had 3 rooms. All she had to do was to move in.
So she moved in with
you? She moved in with me. And then we stayed there for a couple of years, and then we got a larger, apartment. I've always had rooms. If I went to work for somebody, I still had a room on the outside, because I believe in freedom.
That's really a very strong feeling you have.
Mm-hmm. Guess so, I don't know.
Well, I think that's, that's important. That's important. It's important for all of us.
That's right. If you don't seek it, you don't find it.
When do you remember starting to look for freedom?
When did I start looking for freedom?
Yeah.
When I was 9 years old, walked out the door, and didn't go back in for 14 years. That's when I found freedom.
Say why you walked out the door.
What, dear?
Say why you walked out that door.
Oh, you see, I come home from school one day, and my aunt had brought me from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I met her husband. He was a minister. And he used to, he wasn't nice at all. He was a minister, he wasn't nice at all. And I'd always had nice people, even in school. They say the schools in the South is this, that, and the other. But I went to the white schools and found them very nice there. The school now, which is known as the Teachers College in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And there I had, was vaccinated there. My grandmother had chickens and hogs and all killing time. We had a beautiful time. People come from all around. We was right in the heart of Winston-Salem. So I was brought up nicely, see. So this, she passed away. I was going in my 8th year, she passed away. And I was brought to New York by my aunt. And I met her husband. His name was Reverend George Mills. And from that day on, I never liked ministers. Never cared for them. Never bothered with them. So he was cruel. He'd get out, have me to sing in different back, what do you call them, the back alleys and backyards and things like, and people throw money down, you know, and he'd pick up the money. But they dressed me. So I got along with that for a while. You know, all of a sudden I was going to school here in New York, and I got in a fight with a white girl, and I slapped her around. I guess I was cruel. I slapped her around. She went and told the mother, told the principal. They called in my uncle, my aunt, and they told me when I got home they were going to hit me. I don't want him hitting on me anymore, because he beat me so my mouth was swollen way out, see. For one word, I'll never forget that word till my dying days, went, W-E-N-T. I couldn't remember it, just like I am now, sometimes things can't remember. So anyhow, I said I wouldn't go home that day. So, started home. I said, I'm going to run away. I had just about enough education to know how, what to do. So I went to I started to walk, and I walked. And when I looked, I'd walk right back around to where I'd started at. I said, that won't do. I lived in 58th Street, and I must have walked to 9th or 10th and walked back around and come back to the same spot. I started uptown. So after I got up about 3 or 4 blocks, I met a lady, and this lady said to me, what are you doing down here? Evidently, I resembled some child that did nothing but run away all the time. So I said, I'm going home. She says, you get back uptown. Here's a nickel. She put her hand upon me. And the puppet pulled out a nickel and gave it to me. Well, I thought I was going back up there. I didn't want to go back the other way. So I've seen some people going in a hole in the ground. I'd never been in there. That was the famous 6th Avenue subway in 4th Street. I put my nickel in there. I went on down there. The train got on, come in. They got on it. I got on it too and sat down. It had to be around 4 o'clock, see. Because when I got out, when the train stopped, the man said, all out. Everybody got out. I got out too. Went upstairs and I looked. It was a strange place. Now, I wasn't done by it already. So I looked. Well, I started walking. Well, I walked and walked and walked and walked. And finally, I seen some kids playing on the swing. Well, I never had no pleasure since I left Winston-Salem swing or do anything. With all my little friends, we'd have a lovely time together. So I walked on in the park. That was Grove Street Park. You know Grove Street?
Okay.
That's in Jersey City. So I went in and I sat down. And we got up and we got on the swing. I swing and swing and swing. Talked to the kids around there. So finally, around, it's getting kind of dark, so hazy or something. So I was hungry. So the man came around and said, all out. All right, he's going to lock it. So I went on outside. A girl and a boy came to me. I don't know, their ages must have been 12 or 13. So she said, she looked at me, she says, what are you doing? You here? I said, yes, and my aunt left me here. You can always form a perfect lie when you want one. And I think God helps you to do it, too. I don't care what you say. So I told him my aunt had brought me there and told me to stay until she came back. Came for me. Now, in the back of my head, I knew darn well that she wouldn't find me. I remember that nickel, and I remember the woman. Okay. So the girl says, well, I'll go and look for your aunt. And the boy said, I'll go and look for the cop. Well, I was between the devil and the deep blue sea. So I just sat there and waited. All of a sudden, I seen the boy come in with the cop. The next I looked over on the right-hand side, I seen the girl coming with the woman. So from that moment, my life changed. And that girl brought that woman to me. She says, here's a little girl she's lost, and her mother, her aunt, had said she would come for and hasn't come. So she brought, this child had a sandwich and a little Red Riding Hood cape, because it was chilly, with a hood on it. She put the cape on me and put the hood on my head and gave me the sandwich. And this lady took me with her. She said, I'll take her home until her aunt comes. Well, that broke up that. I never seen the girl no more, never seen the boy no more. But I looked back and seen him coming. And of course, we turned the corner, and that was the end of chapter 1.
Just looking for me to
try to
do what I had wanted you to talk about, and you don't have to, is
what is
that? Your uncle had done to you, besides beating you. But it's up to you.
I don't want
to
put it in.
That happens to many women.
Okay.
I don't want to put it in.
Right.
I can put it in. It doesn't make any difference to me because he was a dirty skunk anyhow.
Well, see? It's a common experience that many women have and that does things, you know, that...
So, okay, I can bring it in.
Yes, I think it's...
I can bring it in. So anyhow...
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So this lady took me home with her. She lived in Fifth Street. So I told the same story. See, I remember it well. I didn't say too much, so I couldn't forget. And being, to tell you the truth, being an educated kid, I was familiar. So they didn't know what had happened to me until maybe 13 years later. They never found out. Then I told them that the reason I had ran away was because my uncle had been trying to rape me, and I never slept on a bed from the time I left my grandmother's home when she passed away until I hit New York. I slept in a closet and over the wood and coal there, and he put a blanket over there. There was nobody. My aunt didn't have no children. It was all him and her. And he was cruel to her, too. So that's why I did not want to go back. When I seen the cop, boy bringing the cop, I was very glad.
So you stayed with the woman in Jersey City for...
Oh, I stayed. I went to school. I stayed there until I was quite a grown girl, 17, 18 years old, see. And then they moved up another part, and that's when I started doing housework. But I went to school, I graduated from 32 Cole Street in Jersey City.
So that was kind of a foster family for you? The woman you
that was my foster family, and I never said anything to them. And after 14 years, after 13 years, I told them. 14 years, I had found my aunt and found the uncle too. I wanted to find something out about him because in the back of my head, I knew he was no good preaching the word of God and living something else. So I didn't want to expose him, but I just wanted to see what he looked like. He was a handsome black man. He was East Indian, see. And he just had the things under his control. You see, he had my aunt under control because I remember when I was a little girl, I must have been 4 or 5 years old. That's why these days you shouldn't say anything from a child. If I was that wise when I was young, that young, these are wiser. The reason why is because they're born after me, so they have to be.
Well, I don't know if I'd exactly agree with that. It might be nice to think so, but...
Yes, they are. They have to be. They're reincarnation. So much of them are wiser than I. They've been here before.
Yeah. What, I would take it that your belief in God is very important.
Oh, yes, I do. Certainly. I read my Bible when I think about it. And I go to church. Now I go to church. Well, then I didn't care too much about it. I just believed in God, and that was about all. You couldn't make me go.
Mm-hmm. What church do you go to?
I'm Catholic.
You're Catholic?
Right.
Oh, all right. That's what I was raised as.
I went to school when I was 4 and 5 in the Catholic school.
Have you ever felt a sense of shame? Being
lesbian.
Have you ever felt
No, well, I never felt ashamed of being a lesbian, no. Being gay, it was all right with me. I had nothing to be ashamed about. I didn't do anything. I didn't run around and take somebody's husband and mess up with their families like that. I run from that. That's one thing I would never do.
So you never felt conflict made between your God and how you loved? Your image never made you feel guilty the way you saw God.
Repeat that.
I said that you never felt shame and judged by the God that you love, that you have your own sense.
No, I didn't feel ashamed because if God didn't intend me to do that, well, he would have let me do some of the rest of it, something else, take somebody's husband and run away with him. No. He's all right with me and I'm all right with him.
Have you been to any of the gay churches?
Oh. Yes, I went to 2 or 3.
What do you think?
I didn't think nothing. They've got to preach about God as well as anybody else. If they believe in him and trust in him, God made man, he made woman. So therefore, why should you think that you are better than anybody else or the minister? You're preaching the word of God. If you believe in God, that's a separate thing. Your gay life and God and his gay life, that's different.
One moment. Flip you over.
More.
I don't want to tire you out.
You ain't tiring me out. I'm tiring you all out.
Okay, you give me a high sign, okay? Because I'll just, I'll just keep going.
I'm tiring you out. You ain't tiring me out.
That may be true. I've heard of what was the woman's name? Madam Walker's daughter lived in...
Oh, her name was Lydia Walker. They had nice gay parties, and I went to them. But I didn't have to participate in anything that they done.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they're supposed to, they want to drink, they want to get naked and all like that. That was their business, not mine.
What about the political activity that was going on after the war, like Marcus Garvey?
What do you mean, when I ran for office?
Well, I'm talking about earlier, there was a lot of political ferment.
I didn't pay him any attention. I thought I was a smart cookie. I started voting when I was 18 years old. You wasn't supposed to vote then. You were supposed to vote when you were 21. I was 18. Then after I found it out, I got scared and wouldn't do nothing.
But you were always interested in black culture. Remember all the black
histories? Yes, I had to be because I was one myself.
What did it all mean to you?
See? So still, I'm a little, but I'm taking a back seat. Let some of these young people come forward and do something.
But, I mean, when you said, when you brought up the fact you're interested in black culture, were you always interested, or was it...
No, I've always been interested in it, because it was something that would bring what was in my race out. See, I couldn't bring it out, because if I'd have stayed in Virginia, in West North Carolina, it would have been different. Mm-hmm. But as I was knocking around here and there, there's nothing I could do. Mm-hmm. Then some people say, well, you're too lazy to. Maybe I was. I wouldn't put it past them. But I just sit still and didn't do nothing, looked at the other people do, whatever they done, and half of them I didn't like. So I know if they didn't get a word of consolation from the next guy, then I wouldn't get it.
So you believe in a definite community?
Yes.
Okay. In terms of, as a lesbian, did you... today now we talk a lot about community or building a lesbian and a gay community, and in many ways that's why you're so important to us, simply because you represent, you know, our roots. Did you think in terms of being part of a community as when you were younger, or was it just that all your friends were lesbian and gay?
Most all my friends were lesbian and gay, and that made me just pay no attention. It was something that, it just happened, and I just held on to it, see. That was my life, I liked it, and I just mm-hmm. like you, like a chair and sit in it, mm-hmm. and don't get up.
Mm-hmm. Were there any of your friends that were unhappy, that struggled with it?
Well, maybe some of them, but they went in the door, in the closet and shut the door. I would know it, and I wouldn't ask them, because half of them won't admit it. So if they won't admit it, then what am I going to do about it? And if they admit it, they'll only admit it to me, and I couldn't admit it to you because they would say it was a lie.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Okay, do you have any parting remarks or thoughts or just when you look back on your life?
If I had to do it over, I would do it over.
Okay.
Just what I've done all my life. Some people say, well, look like you would try to go farther or something like that. No, it wasn't for me to do that. It was for me to do just what I did. God had written it beforehand, and I obeyed him.
Okay.
What a hard work. Babe,
what?
How do you feel now that when you go places, lesbians and gay men call out your name? How does that
can't tell you how I feel. I just listen and look. Just to me, it's a common occurrence. That's all. I don't feel no way, shape, or form. I love it. I would, as what's the name said, you five in it. You love it. I said maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I tell you one thing though. I'm glad that I met Miss Joan Nessel, because she brought out a lot of things, a lot of people that they know me now, and I thank God for it. So.
Okay, great.
Put the zero on because I'm getting up. Where are we going now?
Honey,
now
are we going to rest?
We done ate. Now where are we going?
Rest for a little bit.
Well, what was I doing here? I was resting.
Well, we'll find something to keep you. I'm going to rest.
Well,
okay.
How did it go?
I think it went wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So